Okay, guys, right at the top, I'm going to say we added a new show on tour, New York City, April 14th. Go buy your tickets right now, swagpoop.com/shows.
World's biggest army at Littlefield will do on April 14th.
Well, it doesn't really, I couldn't rhyme figure out much. How to rhyme it, but that's a song
on
that explained.
April 14th,
but
Pierce,
guys,
Alex, Joe, and me.
Well, you're missing two guys.
Meanth.
Yeah. Oh, Meanth. Like us,
Meanth.
Meanth. Oh, okay. Meanth. So, yeah, come out to that show.
It'll be Joe, Alex, Pierce, and Meanth.
You know what? Come out to your parents on the phone at the show, too. Might as well.
Why nobody's ever asked us to help them come out of the closet?
Yeah.
Why is that?
We'll do that for you if you come to the show.
If you want us to, we will call your parents and tell them
FaceTime
you are gay.
FaceTime from the crowd on an iPad so you can get all of us.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And just say, Mom and Dad, there's something I have to tell you. And then we all, six of us on stage, point at the thing and say,
they're gay.
Yeah.
If it goes badly, you have plausible deniability that it was just a joke at the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If they don't like it, then they're just, they thought.
If you have
Christian
parents.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
They were pranking me.
Exactly. That's why I hung up so fast.
Exactly.
Well, guys, you might be wondering why we are all dressed like we're tall.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is today we are conducting an experiment.
I didn't even notice we're all dressed in these white lab coats.
Yeah. This is definitely a lab coat. Look.
Yeah.
You look great.
This is not a shirt, basically, we
have puzzled for many, many years over the mystery of how to make a podcast good. And I think we've come close to it before.
But we've never actually
figured it out.
We've gotten pretty close to making a good episode of a podcast, but we've never actually done it.
No,
and we were talking actually on the last episode, I believe, about like rituals and superstitions with doing a podcast and what you do to kind of prepare. And so we figured today, why don't we put these theories to the test?
Do the scientific method.
To the scientific method.
Right.
True. Not a test. It's not
the scientific method. I'll explain it for everyone
Please
at home
do.
Who's not familiar with it. It means
for
you
me.
Try five different things and you see which is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So today we're going to do five different experiments to see which conditions produce the best podcast. And then I guess you guys maybe will vote on it and we'll do whatever wins forever.
Every single time. Every single time. And so we're going to do it in 10-minute increments. We will start a control 10 minutes.
Which is this?
This is the, I'll
well,
start
we
a timer
We need to start
here.
It because this has all been preamble.
Yeah, this is
okay. I didn't.
And then we'll
control.
Go every 10 minutes. Something is
familiar.
Going to change.
Right.
And even if you're not watching, and even if we didn't describe it to you what we were doing, I think you'd be able to tell just by our performance.
Right.
Or at least that's the idea.
We'll, yeah, maybe we'll tell you. I don't know how it'll work. I guess we didn't decide. But guys, we're going to start the control now.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me set my sound it makes when
What's the
when
most,
the timer
do you have a scientific
off.
Sound?
Well, this one says radiate. That sounds kind of scientific.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Okay, we'll do that one.
Okay.
All right, and away we go.
Now,
and I actually wrote
guys,
you, come on.
Ideas for you, what?
I just had, I had something to bring up really quick, too.
Okay.
I mean, what is the deal with nowadays? I feel like I've seen in the past week, I've seen maybe 20 people riding those motorized boards that have a wheel in the middle.
The one
oh,
wheel.
The one wheel,
I've
yes.
Seen
wait, the board with the wheel or the one that's just the wheel and the wheels
wheel
between
and
your
board,
feet?
Wheel and board. Skateboard with the
wheel.
No
with
wheel.
The
one
wheel,
wheel,
in the
wheel
middle.
In the middle that's motorized.
I think that's the one wheel.
I don't know. Oh, it's called the one wheel?
Yeah. Or it's either
no,
the one wheel.
The
one
wheel
is the vertical
one. The
one
wheel is the one where you put your
okay.
Feet
hire
on
me,
the pegs,
marketing
basically.
Department for this invention.
Yeah. Okay,
you guys
what
are fucking
kind of fucking name are you going to come up with better than
moronic.
One wheel?
The
it describes it all. It
it's,
describes
oh,
the whole
it is
thing.
One wheel.
It literally needs a sci-fi name.
Like what?
It would sell
one
twice
wheel
as
is the science. It's fictional.
The dirger.
I don't know what that would mean.
I don't either. I just thought of a word.
I would call it the teleporter.
It doesn't
okay. Well,
teleport.
It doesn't teleport.
Yeah.
Well,
you
again,
go to jail
I'm not
going to
say the good ones because I'm asking
wheel.
To be hired, so I don't
That's
know why
That's a cop-out,
would,
man.
It's
not,
not,
it's not going to be better than one wheel.
It is going to be better
You can't come
than
up
one.
With a better...
One wheel is the worst name
then
of all time.
Come up with one
the
right
Unower.
Now, dude.
The what?
The Unower.
The Unower.
One, because it's one.
Yeah.
But that maybe wouldn't work. People wouldn't know what that meant in America.
Uno move.
Anyway, I've seen so many of them this past week. I've seen maybe a few before and thought, that's crazy. Why is someone riding that? But I think every day I've seen somebody riding one or breakneck speed on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys noticed this too?
I saw a motherfucker. I saw some piece of shit coming out of Dunkin' Donuts on it.
They were in Dunkin' Donuts in line with
the one wheel.
Wait,
and
which
then
one?
It's so hard.
I know.
The one.
If only it had some specific interesting name.
Well, the one wheel is the one that you're on either side. I don't know what the board one's called. But the one wheel where the wheel is between your legs.
Right.
They were on that and they just rolled out like they and used the wheelchair ramp.
Oh,
you shouldn't be able to use that, man.
You shouldn't be allowed to use that at all. Yeah. No.
You don't have a disability. You have a power up.
Yeah. I saw this guy one time.
That's a good name. The power up.
The power up is
good. I'll take power up.
The power up.
But I saw this guy one time on one of those using it. This is a $1,500 piece of equipment. The one
wheel. So you've checked.
It's a car.
It's pretty much
a
car.
It is a car.
It is basically a car. Yeah. And I saw a guy using it as if it was a skateboard. I saw
doing
him.
Tricks.
He clapped his legs together and jumped with it.
Wow!
I saw this at Maria Hernandez Park in Bushwick,
that sounds
Brooklyn.
Cool.
Was he trying to avoid somebody?
No, he was. He was wearing a helmet and doing tricks. Like
this
he was
is the kind of
Shadow
vehicle
the
you
Hedgehog
could ride up on the wall of a tunnel.
Yeah,
it sounds kind of cool. Yeah. The more that I learn about these, and they do go fucking fast.
Go fast.
He was going crazy fast.
They go insanely fast.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes if I'm riding a bike and I'm going really fast, I'm afraid that my leg is just going to touch the ground and
evaporate.
Yeah.
Skid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like my feet are too close to the ground to go fast on something like that.
That people always say that you never forget how to learn
how to learn how to ride a bike, yeah.
But I think I forgot how to learn how to ride a bike. I think that last time I was on a bike, I was a little bit scared.
Yeah.
Well, that's not... Being scared isn't forgetting how. I mean, unless you mean you also forgot how.
I'm
scary in this city.
It's scary to ride a bike when you ever
I was
in
a suburb.
It's wobbly.
Yeah.
I was wobbly. Yeah, I always ride my bike when I go home to the suburbs.
And I'm not as good as I used to be.
No.
No, you do need a lot of practice.
You don't need that. I'm actually completely normally as good as I used to be.
I used to be doing all sorts of shit. No hands and peg legs.
Peg legs, yeah.
Legs on the pegs.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can't do any of that shit.
You seen those kids that ride around the city with the one, well, it's one back wheel. The front of their bike doesn't have one. They just only do a wheelie the whole time.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
They don't even have a front
wheel. They don't
what
have
is the
front,
downside
I guess it
of having a front
money.
Wheel?
And
you don't have to buy the front wheel when you buy
are you sure it's not like when a wheel gets
no,
stolen
no, no.
off a
it's
bike?
A wheelie. It's a wheelie device. They're only using their bike to do wheelies.
And you could use the part of the bike, like the hooks where the pegs go and hold the wheel mm-hmm. On the front. You could hang a bag of food off of it.
Yes.
Or you ride it like a lunch. Versa climber mm-hmm. and you put your hands on that shit. And now you're like,
is.
It's like an exercise machine that makes you pretend that you're
It's an exercise machine that makes you raise the roof?
Basically, you go like, oh, yeah, and it really hurts. But maybe they can pretend to be doing
yeah,
something like that.
But
I've seen
this around the city, and I've also been seeing there's a... The people that do the, like it's an activity that these people do where they do wheelies in the road and they go at oncoming traffic and the whole point of this is to dodge every car that's coming at you.
Uh-huh.
I've seen accident videos of people doing
this.
These.
Sounds like something that
this is a city thing.
No,
a New
this
York
is,
thing.
This is like exposition for like a Law and Order episode or something.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's like
there's
kids are doing
trend.
This.
Kids are
yeah.
doing the. Kids
or like,
are
yeah,
going
that's
around
the
doing
intro,
wheelies.
Introduction for a movie about Twitch, a horror movie about Twitch streamers.
Yeah,
yes.
They're looking for a sick thrill.
Have they done a Law and Order episode about Twitch streaming yet?
Yeah.
They have to have, right?
Uh huh.
Some kind of swatting.
There was
accident.
A Law and Order episode,
or like walk in like it's the
about
gluttony
Gamergate.
Thing from Seven.
There was a Gamergate episode
dying of Uber Eats. There's a Gamergate episode
uh-huh.
about a girl video games?
Getting harassed.
Oh, yeah.
At TwitchCon, or their equivalent of
I
TwitchCon.
Think I remember reading yeah. about this when I was studying a Gamergate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Because we're scientists.
Well, we were trying. Yeah, yeah. We studied everything.
Yeah, as a scientist, you always have kind of your one area of expertise.
Specialization.
Yeah.
You got to specialize in grad school.
Yeah.
And we went 3 Gamergate
yeah.
researchers.
That's a young field.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you can really get in there and change the perception and
we
really
have the first
uncover the fundamentals.
First peer-reviewed paper on Gamergate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Why girls stink.
Why girls stink and guys are awesome as fuck.
Yeah.
Peer-reviewed by all of our dads and a couple of our friends
the,
as well.
That's the colon there is the Jupiter theory.
Yes.
Oh, that would be an amazing
that would be great.
Documentary for the a Jupiter little boy theory. To make.
God damn.
Jupiter
on YouTube, theory. Four wow. and a half Why hour, like hyper-normalization stupid. Type yeah. of that is documentary. Great. The Jupiter theory.
The Jupiter mm-hmm. theory.
So basically, so essentially, girls are stupid as fuck because they all go to Jupiter to get much more stupider.
It's visually identical to an Adam Curtis documentary.
It has burial songs playing over just like women's march footage and stuff. And so here, girls are really dumb then too.
And here's every girl trying to. I think they're trying to build a spaceship with these pink hats to go back to Jupiter.
Crappy. They get stupid periods. And they're gayer than gay guys.
And look at all their long hair.
Moby song.
Boom. The Massive Attack song. Yeah. Teardrop. Yeah. The one from the intro to House.
That'd be awesome, dude.
Yeah.
You know,
that would be.
Those damn eggs from Jimmy Neutron. Remember these motherfuckers?
Yes, Ublar.
Yeah, hey, Ublar. Motherfucker.
You remember their name.
Leave
that's crazy.
My Something dad like that. Alone.
I actually would not have remembered his name, but I saw a tweet about it yesterday.
Why did I like those eggs?
But you know what name I do remember? Poultra. Remember Poultra?
Yeah. Poultra,
Poultra
was cool.
Poultra was fucking
Poultra
fire.
Poultra was cool as
sick
fuck.
Sick as fuck.
But
the
Ubla
egg
was
guy was definitely Ooble something.
Ooble Booble, maybe.
Ublar, Ublag, Ublek.
Hoopla.
Ublar.
Maybe it started with two O's and a B. I'm positive.
Ubi. Are you thinking
this guy.
Of Ubi, the hand?
Wait, don't look now, Patrick. Ubi's right here in the room with us.
Who's Ubi?
Hello.
It is Ublar.
Oh, it is Ublar.
You don't remember Ubi?
He was implicated in
Ubi.
The Quiet on the Set.
Maybe you Ublar. Might be. You might be too.
What is Ubi from?
Ubi is
you
from
might be
Nickelodeon.
Too young
also,
for Ubi.
Just oh my God, you might actually be. No, we've talked
in
to
general,
you about Ubi before.
He just was from Nickelodeon.
He was
it's
from
a show.
Show.
It was
a show called Ubi, and he had Grandpa and Keku. And
I never heard of this.
He was a hand.
This does not look like a Nickelodeon show.
His name was Ubi.
I'm not saying it isn't. I'm saying it doesn't look like one.
It was.
I'm not saying it isn't. I'm saying it doesn't look like one.
It looks like one.
It's about a hand with eyes.
See, it looks a lot like one now because it has a Nick Jr. logo under it.
Yeah, so now you're...
Oh, it was Nick Jr. See, I didn't watch that shit.
Oh, true.
Nickelodeon.
Why are you always hating like that?
I'm not hating, man.
You don't
I just
watch,
didn't watch
can
that
Can you
shit.
Pull up Grand
watch
Poo?
Bluey?
I just need I need Cameron to see the
Bluey
difference
not,
between
Bluey
and Grand Poo. Grampu.
Oh, this is a Mario streamer.
Yeah, I don't know who Grand Poo is. Grame Poo. This is... How?
What is...
Yeah, so
okay,
this is some kind of clove, a grandpa clove that Pat wants me to see, I guess.
There he is.
There he is.
This is how you knew he was old.
He's,
looks like
he's
a
got
mustache.
Hair on his arm.
First of all.
And he did this.
Yeah, he did this like his, you know, how old people, their lips curl into
yes,
over
they
their
have,
teeth.
This is supposed to
style.
Be wrinkles.
Face. I was thinking it looks like a mustache hair is covering coming into the mouth.
We should do
it.
But that's kind of one of the
hair.
Beauties of it, isn't it? It's open to interpretation.
Do you think there's room in this world for a dark, analog
Ubi?
Horror version of Ubi?
I yeah. guarantee they have 50 of those already.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about a darkly sexual
yeah.
Ubi
I
reboot?
I've done that without watching the show.
Ubi! Ubi, what are you doing? Ubi, no!
Yeah, I just sometimes jack off and
Ubi
say
going
Ubi
from this. Ubi going
hey, babe, what are you doing
this?
In the bathroom? I'm hanging out with Ubi.
Me and Ubi.
Me and Ubi and Grandpa.
Me and Ubi and Grandpa in the bathroom.
Dude, the thing
just
is,
changing.
If you're... Oh. Okay.
Well.
And now we will move on.
The experiment begins.
To phase two!
The analog horror version of Ubi
mm-hmm.
is, you were saying, he goes from this to this.
Oh,
and he becomes a hole.
Is that how you jack what? Off?
No.
With
you jack off?
No, but he becomes
just a
this.
Ring?
Okay style?
Wait, that's kind of sick.
Actually,
I might have to try that.
Maybe
okay
we should.
Style? Well, these three fingers, you can look at them and imagine they're three women.
Right now, I'm imagining
they're all standing in line waiting to jack you off.
Okay, yeah. Did you start the new timer?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, none of that...
None
gets
of that
in
counted.
Episode.
So don't.
None of that counts.
Okay.
Gets in.
None of that
okay,
counts.
Okay. Go.
Against.
Go. Go. Go.
Okay.
Okay. Wait. I have idea. I have topics written down.
You have topics.
Standing?
No. Not well.
Because we're standing now.
Are we supposed to reveal what the experiment is?
Yes.
Well, yeah, for the audio listeners.
Of course we'll do it. Yeah, we're standing for this next 10 minutes.
This is a 10-minute stand-up.
This, honestly, I do feel my energy is shifted.
Yeah, I'd need to reframe this middle camera really quick because of my tallness.
I think just don't worry about it.
Yeah. I think I'm going to push it up one tiniest
bit.
But
I do like being able to just walk around a little more.
To have a little bit of freedom is
nice.
Yeah,
this is... It does make me feel a little bit freer.
Okay, new topic.
Yes.
Are domos still cringe, or could do you think I could buy one?
Oh, I forgot about those. I bet that it's passed on that. Yeah, I think you could have that, and people nowadays wouldn't even know what it was enough.
You could get... Are you looking for the hat? The domo hat?
Well, I guess
I'm
looking for the doll, man.
You want the doll in your house?
I want the doll in my house. Or Webkinz.
Ooh.
Is Webkinz, you can still register your Webkinz?
I don't know
is
if
it
that's
still
gone.
Around.
I don't know if that was a Flash player or Java
or
some shit.
Oh, that's a good
shit.
Point. No,
maybe
they've definitely
gone.
Preserved Webkinz somehow.
I mean, there's a lot of money in Webkinz. They're not going to just let it die like that.
That's true. Why does that not come as like a speculative investment type of thing?
I don't know.
Did you guys ever do Webkinz?
I did. I told you about it.
I think I got... Isn't it Webkinz? You buy the Webkinz, but then you also have to pay for a membership if you like it. I'm pretty sure that
I think that
the
is
case
now.
Because I think that I... No, I think it used to be that because I think I begged for a Webkinz. I got one and then I couldn't do any of the cool stuff on the website despite having one.
I remember had one, but so many boys in my...
Or maybe I never had one.
So many boys in my class had Webkinz and I'd be like, isn't that kind of girly? Do you have a doll? And they say, no, man, because actually you can go online and then you can do
did
their makeup
ever, did you guys
and dress
ever play
them up.
Neopets?
No,
I never
Neopets.
Did Neopets.
Neopets was
my sister
fire.
Did. My actually, no, I did. My sister made me a Neopets account. And then I went to school and my friend, she was like, oh, we'll log into each other's accounts and we'll send each other stuff. And my sister was like,
I remember exactly how the story ends because it's the most... I can say the sentence that ends the story.
Tell me.
And then she stole my firefighter chair.
No, that's that's Webkinz. That was the Webkinz one. My cousin came over, and my neighbor stole all of his Webkinz stuff, and his mom almost called the police.
Okay,
really?
But the Neopets
cybercrime.
It was she almost called in a cybercrime.
Whoa,
threat.
That's a very rarely seen 911 call.
Mm-hmm. But
a cyber attack on my home.
The Neopets thing. This girl became not my friend anymore.
Wow,
and we didn't talk
that's
forever.
Sad, bro.
We became completely not friends anymore.
Not really
we
a funny
let
story.
The, we let the internet tear us apart over stuff like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't even matter. It's not. There's not even a real Neopet like there is a Webkinz.
No.
Exactly.
There's a big omelet everyone eats from.
What
is
the
there?
Fuck
is what
you
I remember
about, you
from
motherfucking
Neopets.
All
there's
I ever did
omelet.
Was play the gambling games on Neopets. This big wheel. You just spin the wheel.
I think my parents would have seen it all coming if they had watched what kind of Flash games I was playing. Because I was only doing the slot ones, basically.
Me too. I played a lot of Fancy Pants Adventure.
That's not what I thought you were going to say in terms of Flash games. I thought you were going to say you were playing...
You think I played dirty games?
Yes.
I got scared of dirtiness.
You did?
I never played a dirty game in my life.
You never played Leisure Suit Larry?
No.
That's not that dirty of a game.
Leisure Suit Larry? What are you talking about? The whole point of the game is to have sex in your
leisure.
You know what
leisure is, right?
What?
It's pleasure. Relax.
They should have called it Pleasure Suit Larry.
Please her suit, Larry.
Please her.
Please her suit,
please her
Larry.
Soon.
Please her soon, Larry.
Yeah.
That would have been a better
name. They wanted to call it Birthday Suit Larry.
But they couldn't because of the
DLC.
Australian
Woke.
ESRB.
Yeah.
Woke Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you guys feeling about standing so far?
I actually feel a lot better, actually, completely.
Really?
Yeah.
I
feel like a new paradigm has been
opened. I don't feel any way about it so far.
Yeah, I don't really feel all that different.
I do wish that the base of this microphone wasn't here because I think...
Well, look at this strategy that I was doing for a second. This
he's basically a natural at this.
This is a pioneer.
I like,
you should try
like
this,
though.
Well, try this. You haven't tried this
yet.
The
one-handed hold
the one-handed flight.
No, I don't think I like this too much.
Why are you easily holding it? Where you seem to be about to make it fall?
I don't know. I think you guys are bad at holding.
Your hands are the exact size of the plate, whereas mine are...
I think I'm also holding it more on the heel of my hand and my wrist than you guys are.
Oh, I think I've discovered it. I think I figured this out.
I got it, bitch.
Me too.
So this is actually kind of nice.
You know what's good about this?
What? Back to bumping mics.
Back to bumping mics.
Back to bumping mics.
Sounds great, man.
That's a good fucking bump, man. Let's hear that again.
Great.
That one was good.
That was actually a good one.
That was
first
a really
one was
good
bad,
one.
But
do you guys ever think
one.
You could be a waiter or it would be hard because of this?
I have no difficulty really doing this.
holding the plate.
I do always think of waiters, seeing waiters carry the 500 plates and think I couldn't do that.
I think I would drop them.
You know what I mean? If I'm doing that shit every day.
Yeah. The waiter thing, I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe I could do that. The bartender thing where you're holding all the bottles in your fingers because you're like, oh, I got to hold blue curacao, some other shit, triple sec, all this other shit, and then hold it all into it, you know. Doing
well,
that
for
with
me,
the,
it's just
the
blue
bottles in your fingers.
Yeah.
That's a cocktail that I really enjoy.
Blue curacao and sparkling water.
Triple, no,
that's
no.
My
blue
favorite
curacao,
cocktail.
Triple sec, Bailey's. That's it.
And a paper cup.
That'd be good as fuck. Oh. Dude, last night,
yes,
man,
it must be served in a paper
last
cup.
Last night, I have now experienced a rare spirit.
Ooh.
Because last night, I went to a bar called Travel Bar.
Okay.
It's like a whiskey
sounds intriguing
bar or some shit. Noah took me over there. And guys, they had something there that blew my mind. They had a Doritos nacho cheese gin.
Why would they have that?
That sounds horrible.
It was one of the worst things I've ever had in my fucking life.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting.
But I had it because the lady was like, you gotta try this shit. She said that I would really like it. And it smelled like Doritos. It tasted exactly like Doritos.
You know what they should have done is made it a cocktail, combined that with Baja Blast.
Apparently they did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the day it was released, they did that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty
obvious.
Not
much else
I'm a
you can do with
genius.
That.
Well,
not,
she
that's
said
pretty
that
much the only thing you could mix
no.
Doritos.
She said you could put a 1/2 ounce in a margarita.
You could also put beef tallow in it.
Or you could just turn it into
if you're
chip,
trying to think of something,
nachos drink.
If you're trying to think of something to pair with a Dorito cocktail and think what drink should
of
I
course
put,
you're
yeah,
going
of course,
Mountain
yeah.
Dew. It was pretty on the nose.
Well, you thought
because it could be tequila. You could mix it with tequila, or maybe tomato.
Yeah, I mean you could mix it with anything.
Tomato.
You could put anything.
Tomato
in it.
Puree.
Yeah, I don't understand what point you're trying to make.
You could also mix it with a burger cocktail.
Here's what I don't keep like going. About the standing up is the way he's turning towards
you're
me
kind
right
of intimidating
now.
Intimidating him, mm-hmm. I would say a little bit. You know what this is revealing is Patrick's kind of odd standing body language.
Yeah. What about it?
Well, a lot of wobbling.
The hand in the pocket.
What about this is
the
odd?
Kind of like trying to make yourself as wide as possible.
I'm
at
not
all
trying
times.
To make myself wide at all.
You're looking quite wide.
I'm just, this is how I look when I stand. I'm
that's
trying
what
to keep
I mean.
My back
I mean that
right.
This is
straight.
Kind of you anyway, and just I'm seeing it kind of now
there's
with clear eyes.
There's
for the
something
first time.
Weird about the way I stand.
My God, look yes. at that. Wait, turn back. Dude, go back to that same shot. Look at that.
Look at my jacket.
My God.
Yeah.
He's thick. Oh no, it's just an email.
Oh, Cameron got an email.
God damn, we have 2 more minutes of standing, dude.
We have 2 minutes of standing,
but
I think that I like this.
All right, well, you're going to keep standing the whole episode?
Maybe. Maybe. No, I think I'm
might
not going to
corrupt the experiment.
This
will
is
corrupt
kind
the experiment.
We're, guys, we're one experiment in it, and I kind of want this to be the entire podcast from now on.
Well, we'll see what science
you know
has
what this
to say.
Is? This is reminding me is how we used to hold the microphones.
We did used to hold the microphones.
And holding the microphones makes this so much more fun for me somehow.
Why?
Because I can do this.
Yeah. This I don't want you to do that
yeah,
with.
Yeah, we don't like
okay, well,
like
not
that,
these
though.
Ones.
We don't
but
like that at all.
I can do it with the old ones.
Yeah. You can just do that in your free time.
Yeah, we can get you like okay. We have a karaoke
microphone.
We should get him a we should somehow
or you just watch TV and just hold the microphone.
Hold the microphone and just speak into it.
We should
just
get
that
you
bump together.
We should get you a lav mic that you don't even know is on you. And
oh,
then
and then I'm holding
a play
yeah,
microphone
a fake
so that you can do your stupid shit that you
that is funny.
Dumbly do.
Mm-hmm. This would be a good show with lav mics.
Yeah.
Some people do that for podcasts.
It's
I think
weird.
That is odd.
It
I think
is
you
odd.
Need something that
you got
to you need
know
something
you're up
right
to.
In your damn face.
Yeah,
right in your face to, that you can look at.
Interesting. What? I have a text from oh
yeah, because that's what we fucking need is you to be taller.
We have like a minute left, probably.
I had a text
wanted,
from
you
this
know,
is
yeah,
not one
forced.
Of the experiments. Well, standing on the chairs.
Standing up is one of the experiments.
Okay,
so
nobody take a screenshot of this and say, "Damn, Caleb, so much shorter than the other two." This is not accurate.
You
this
look
is
smaller
accurate.
Than us now.
It's not forced perspective or anything no. like that. It's
well,
just,
it's not
if
forced
the chair,
perspective.
If you couldn't
not
see the chair behind you right now, this
chair
would look like
me?
You mean Caleb is so small.
I'm not
do you mean
small.
The just the back of the
why
chair
did,
we have
why
that
did
has
your
no
legs,
seat that I'm just standing in
widen
front of?
Widen your legs a little bit and then it'll... Oh my God.
No, it really doesn't look like I'm that short.
You look completely shorter than Mus.
No, I don't. I don't look shorter than Mus.
You look shorter than Mus.
I don't look shorter than
Mus. Wait, why am I giving basically adults from cartoons right now?
You're giving Dr. Doofenshmirtz, man.
You look like the nanny from Muppet Babies right now.
Yeah, with the goggles yeah. and the experimental thing. Really? Because, oh!
Oh, all right.
Okay, experiment one complete.
Experiment one complete. We will have our results later.
All right, and go. There. Experiment number three is back to normal.
Experiment number two.
Three.
Experiment number two. Control. It's the second experiment.
The control. Third segment, second experiment.
The control is not part of the experiment.
Well, it is part of the experiment, but it's not an experiment. I understand.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. I said I understand. Okay. It's really hard to talk.
Do you guys think maybe we have to take the headphones off?
I don't want to take the headphones off. No, I think this is part of this is the point of the experiment.
I guess, because then, that's true. It can't, you have to hear the high voice.
Exactly.
The high
voice. Okay, what's our topic, Kayla?
You have to hear the high voice.
Do you guys think that, I thought this because I was walking by a karate store today.
Karate store?
You know what I'm talking about. A dojo.
Yeah, okay, I do.
Should girls have different karate outfits, like how there's swim trunks and bikinis?
Don't they already
have that?
No, they don't.
In Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter.
I thought they give
vibes.
Them a tail.
Oh, I also was walking by a karate store today.
Okay.
And on the way to the gym, there's a playground, like a school playground. And
I never
thought that was so
funny.
There's directly across the street from the school playground is a shooting range.
Oh yeah.
And then right next to that is a martial arts dojo.
I've never it's the most protected preschool in the whole city.
But do you think maybe when in the shooting range the direction you're shooting is
at the
preschool?
That's what I'm saying. Like my movie I'm imagining in my head when I walk by there is that a guy shoots out of the shooting range at the preschool and then the martial artists all come and like defeat the shooter. Yeah.
The shooters versus the hi-you-ers.
The hi-you-ers?
The hi-you.
Hi-ya.
That's sorry, hi-ya. My bad. Hi-you.
10 minutes.
That's just a greeting. 10 minutes of this.
Wow.
Yeah. We should timestamp maybe the end of this in the YouTube
video.
If people aren't man enough for this.
Wait.
What?
Oh my God. I feel like there's like something in my mouth when I try to talk.
Yeah.
It's like...
Did we already do the chipmunks for
what?
Christmas? We've done the chipmunks basically every time we've had the little voice.
Did you just ask, have we ever done high-pitched voice? Is that a question?
No. Did we already do the chipmunk song?
Oh, the chipmunk song.
Christmas song.
Yes.
Chipmunks song. We did Christmas.
Yes, many.
Yes, we're not going to do it again. Christmas.
Many times.
You know, if you ever listen to them, the chipmunk song slowed down. They have to say it really, really slow.
Yeah. We've all heard the
when
fucking,
the, you slow
called?
The chipmunks down, they're slow.
You slow? No, they are speaking
right,
like
they
this.
What's that
so
thing
when
called?
It speeds
chipmunk
up.
Song,
no,
yeah.
There's like a somebody,
Doppler.
No, some motherfucker took all the chipmunk songs and slew them down.
Chipmunk
sludge.
Sludge.
Yeah,
something.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said, and you told me to shut
well, I didn't say shut
to
up.
To be fair, I can't understand a word you're saying.
Yeah, I also can't really understand.
It's pretty difficult.
What is your water going to sound like when you slurp it?
Let's see.
That sounded kind of cool.
What does that burp sound like? Yours sounded like a normal burp.
That was scary.
Yeah.
No, that sounded like a sci-fi monster a little bit.
Why is it in every scary movie the evil guys always have a deep, low voice? Why does nobody have this kind of voice?
I'll get you. I'm coming for you.
I'm going to
kill your whole family.
I'm going to kill you.
There should be a high voice slasher is what I'm saying.
Isn't that... Yeah. Well, slashers don't even really talk usually.
The villain in Up.
The ones I like to.
The villain in Up?
I'm burping a bunch now because I forced that burp out of me.
What's the villain in Up?
He's like a Doberman with a voice like this.
Right.
No, he's not. It's an old man.
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was a woman.
Dog. No, it's a different old man. The woman is the villain, but she dies very early.
Yeah.
But then there's another
the
villain.
The celebration.
Yeah. And then he goes, woo!
He goes, woo!
Balloons! Oh, my God. I can't get enough of these balloons.
Yay!
The bitch is dead. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Going to Hawaii. Going to Hawaii.
Is that where it all takes place in Hawaii?
Yeah. And I'm
that
is,
takes place
kid.
In the biggest city in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Wow. That movie.
Honolulu.
Yeah.
He's That's in crazy. The middle of, he lands at the airport. You don't remember that?
That's wild. Oh, my God.
Is it, the thing is about Up, man. He would have been shot down by
Batman.
Up.
I thought you said the thing about Batman.
The thing about Up, man.
This is crazy.
It's really hard.
I thought you just non-sequitur said the thing about Batman.
No, fuck no. The thing about Up is that as soon as he goes up,
what's well, his name?
It. The thing about Batman, his name is Up.
His Mr. name Up. Is Mr. Up.
No, not even Mr. His name is Up.
His name is Uppington Sinclair.
Nope, Up.
That'd be a good name.
Anyway.
For Mr. Balloons. Up Senior.
He would be destroyed by fighter jets.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
He actually went into the sky.
And balloons pop when they fly.
Exactly. Where's the? I mean, I would also call
where
the police.
Are the physics?
Where? Hey,
wait, did
Pixar.
They not have a fucking physicist in the room?
Yeah.
When
yeah
they
that's
wrote
how you know that Christopher Nolan
movie.
Was not involved
yeah.
in mm-hmm. Up at all.
Right.
Because no. he would have had.
It was rumored that he
was.
He would
have
said, if a balloon flies far enough into the atmosphere, it goes back in time.
I think they should be doing more like how he did that with science his last couple movies. Mm. They should be every fucking food movie and every racing movie. Should, mm-hmm. And what's that movie with Will Smith where he's homeless?
Are you saying they should have
Hancock?
The experts in
they
the room?
They should have a homeless guy consult on homeless guy movies.
They did. Oh, is it, I think no, that's the, isn't that, that's why the bear is so popular because it's a.
They had a homeless guy consult on
yeah,
it.
Because it's yeah. a show about chefs that was run entirely by homeless guys.
Yeah. Their idea of what yeah. goes on in a kitchen. They've never been in a restaurant, so they're like,
I need
yeah,
food.
They're probably like,
I
need
think they're all real okay, mad
dinner.
At each other. I bet
dinner
they're all
now.
Real mad.
Fucking make the food.
Make the food, you bitch. Make the fucking food.
This is how, there should be a program, Joe Biden, if you're listening, check this out. There should be a program for homeless people to bring them out of homelessness. Give them Hollywood writing jobs.
Yes.
So that first of all, we actually get some.
They
good
would be writing
shows.
The best movies.
They'd be amazing.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
They'd be amazing, dude. They give $100 million to whoever Max Landis. Give
yeah.
it to a homeless.
Yeah,
guy.
They should switch the places.
Max Landis should be on the out on the loose.
No man's
on the
Landis.
Street.
He should not be out on the loose.
He should be
out
in
the cage. In the streets.
He should be on
could
the loose.
Strike at any time from yeah. any
he
city.
He should be
no,
haunting
no, no, no.
people in downtown
he
Los Angeles.
He should be in a cage.
Why?
I don't know.
Anyway, homeless people should write movies. That's all
he
I
should
guess,
be then. In a cage. Could look at his hair. He's crazy.
I mean,
homeless people are always so are already so good at writing. They're always writing stuff like, please, help.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I lost my legs.
Oh, hello.
Can you imagine? They would write the most beautiful emotional
yes.
movie of all time.
Yeah.
And
I
then
need
at the end, there's a happy ending where the main character gets a hamburger.
Was it 2 years in a row? Was it the Pursuit of Happiness before or after Hancock? Because now I'm thinking about it. There was like a string of like movies where Will Smith was a homeless guy.
iRobot.
He's, well, he's got a home there.
Yeah, he doesn't. The world's over.
Doesn't
or no,
come?
Sorry, not iRobot.
Oh.
What's the vampire one?
Apocalypse.
No.
After Earth.
No.
No, the other vampire
fucking
one.
Fucking I am Legend.
I am Legend.
I am Legend. He's got no home.
He's a vagabond.
Well, the whole Earth Hancock is his home no in home. That one because everyone's vampire or zombies.
Earth is fucking
Pursuit
homeless guy's home, too.
He sleeps in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Bathroom is a home.
Bathroom is a room.
Temporarily. A homeless guy who sleeps in a bathroom, you wouldn't say he's homeless. You'd say.
You would. I would
if
say.
If he just sleeps in the bathroom of a house.
Well, that's a different thing,
that's
though.
A house. He's just sleeping in only a bathroom in that movie. There's no house around
he
it.
He sleeps
he
in a bathroom.
He gets a house because he's so smart that he invents a way for
I've
himself
never
to get
seen
money.
It.
I don't remember it because I watched it a long, long time ago.
I just
ago.
Know he has
Which
a son.
Movie are we talking about? I Am Legend.
Oh.
I thought.
I
was talking
about
the
Pursuit of Happiness.
Home
he sleeps
died.
In a bathroom.
In I Am Legend?
Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, okay.
Why we're getting there's a high level of confusion with the
even stuff that it doesn't have anything to do together. With the voices is yeah. becoming really really
it's
confusing.
Really really difficult.
Yeah,
I can't imagine that people are having a good time following it.
I can't imagine.
I really can't imagine that anyone is liking.
Well, if you don't
this.
Like this part, you can always just pitch it down. It'll be
exactly.
back to normal. So
yeah,
it's not so
just slow
big.
It way down.
You can pitch us down,
and yeah,
but it'll sound kind of bad.
Because I am wondering what our voices are sounding like.
I'm definitely probably talking in a higher voice than usual, maybe, or a low. I feel like I'm doing something different with my voice, but I can't
yeah.
tell what it is.
Same here.
You're done this. What?
You sounded like this.
You sounded like
I'm doing something different with my voice, but I can't tell what it is.
I can't fucking tell what it is. We're just three cool babies. Just three cool babies chilling out. Playing with blocks and Legos.
Yeah.
What's up, motherfucker? You're in the wrong playroom.
Oh my god.
What the fuck is that, bitch? What the fuck is that, you bitch ass baby? Hello, baby. Baby gangsters.
Baby gangsters.
Well, when it was three, the baby gangsters.
That's a good movie. We should just do Baby Gangsters. Baby Gangsters.
We can't do Baby Gangsters anymore.
We lost Baby Gangsters. That should have been the first thing. All right. Next one. Okay.
And go. Okay. So next experiment.
So for those who aren't familiar with the back catalog, there's an episode that we deleted many years ago because we ate fried chicken before, and we were affected by something called chicken brain. Mm-hmm. And it's been a rule on
no
the podcast
fried chicken before.
You're not allowed to eat fried chicken before recording. And today we broke that rule because everything, the science is a process, and things need to be reevaluated. For example, evolution has been shown to be false in the last couple of years. So it's something like that, I think.
Well, I got to say, I thought maybe I didn't. I only ate one piece, and I thought maybe it wasn't enough to brain me, but I'm feeling chicken body at the moment.
I feel brain might be short to follow.
I think the brain just kicked in, actually, as you were trying to say that sentence.
See, the thing that I'm remembering about the chicken brain was also that our brains were being deep fried by the heat in your bedroom.
Well, it's actually quite hot in here, too.
I think we've had multiple chicken brain incidents, though. I don't think that was the only one.
It just hit me.
Yeah.
I can definitely feel it's going to hit me in a second.
It just hit me.
I really thought it wasn't going too well while I was eating. I really think that it's going to get
the grease off of my finger, and I tasted my deodorant, and now I just feel a little sick.
That is, you should feel sick with yourself that you were licking your fingers like that.
Well, it's finger licking good is the brand name.
That's KFC.
This is Popeyes. You're not supposed to lick your finger. It's actually dangerous
Your fingers after Popeyes. Yeah.
They put chemicals on it that should never be licked. They can be bit.
And I also ate the dry ass biscuit.
You ate the dry ass biscuit. You did the no water biscuit challenge.
That is basically the reverse of wet ass pussy.
Dry ass biscuit.
And biscuit could be a dry pussy word in England or something.
Dry ass biscuit dab.
Oh, shit.
She got the whap and the dab.
She has a dry biscuit? What is her biscuit?
You've got a dry biscuit,
a biscuit
man.
Could be, that's a butt cheek. Like it could be slang for
Toy
a butt.
Story 2. My biscuits are burning.
They say that in Toy Story? They say, my biscuits come on.
the prospector piece of shit who turns out to be a villain. Fuck
Stinky
that.
Pete.
Fuck
Stinky
Pete.
Stinky.
Stinky Pete, they touch his
How do
his
they not
button.
Know that he's a bad guy?
His literally name is
they
Pete.
They touch his button.
Stinky Pete.
And yeah. I don't want to spoil it. He gets out of his own box.
Stinky Pete, what is
that?
What
scene
is
always
a man
blew
made
my
of asparagus?
Mind.
Yeah. Asparagus.
A man?
Asparagus.
Asparagus?
Asparagus.
Okay, so we've had three talking fails
crazy.
About 2 minutes into
it's
the asparagus.
It's the grease on our mouth. It's stinking. Yeah. We're all stinking.
I think that we've already proven that chicken brain is real.
Mm-hmm. Chicken brain is like not only real, it's realer than I even thought. I thought that maybe we were being superstitious.
No.
It's 100% real. This is documented.
As real as
it gets.
This is a, yeah.
Now we actually have it documented.
This is a real scientific experiment. Uh-huh. If you work in the arts, do not ever eat fried chicken before you
chicken.
You should be only rest days.
Roast chicken is okay.
No.
Maybe.
I think no chicken at all.
It's okay-ish.
Red meat is better.
You
I
can
think.
Eat beef jerky
Best
before you
is a
do
bar.
An episode. I've eaten beef jerky before every single
You can
episode.
Eat beef jerky. You can eat cereal. You can eat bar. You can eat lettuce. You can eat bread. You can eat all of these things.
Salad.
Salad. That's part of lettuce.
No.
Well, the other way around, but you get my drift.
There's asparagus or arugula in salads.
Okay, now you're trying too hard.
I'm not trying
yeah,
too
there's
hard.
There's no way you just said asparagus.
I meant to say arugula.
No, because you would have said asparagus.
No.
Because you already
I had salad before this, Caesar salad. And you probably didn't pick up on Salad Brain through any of the episode, did you?
I would say that you were working. Maybe
I've had a good amount of episodes where I've eaten a chicken Caesar wrap.
I feel fucking ill.
I do feel ill.
I don't feel ill.
I feel greased.
One single. How weak are we as men where we can't eat this one piece of fried chicken?
It just happens. This is giving me a bad name because I'm having a bad stomach day already. That's why it's just a salad.
Another thing that I think we've replicated from the original chicken brain experiment.
Hostility.
Not what hostility.
Fuck you.
You okay. See that?
Yeah.
What hostility?
Being so.
The other thing that I remember is that we ordered the chicken at the KFC in Alston, then took the bus all the way back to your apartment. So the chicken was lukewarm when we ate it.
Yes. And we have once again eaten lukewarm chicken, which
we've
is not
had it
safe.
Sitting out for 30 minutes. No, it's not safe at all.
It's safe to eat chicken that sat out for 30 minutes.
Maybe 30 minutes, but not 30 hours.
An hour,
can
2 hours
that?
Is the limit.
I can't refute your point.
30 hours.
He screwed up another word.
What word?
Refute. What is it? You mean refuse?
Yeah, you idiot.
Yeah.
He fucked it up again, dumbass.
Yeah, shite.
You're a chicken scientist.
You mean shit.
Yeah, you said shit.
This guy can't even speak right now.
Oh, my God.
You fucking dumb piece of shit.
He's completely, look at him in his face. He's completely pale right now.
Is it all fried? Do you guys think that it is a fried
he's
food
shrinking
issue?
His lip.
Or do you think that it is an issue with chicken?
You should be the narrator of my life.
And he's shrinking his
he's
lip.
He's shrinking his lip.
He's shrinking his lip up. What are you asking?
Do you think it's all fried foods or it's just chicken?
It's all
I think
fried
it's just
foods.
Chicken.
So we have a debate. And go.
Okay. I think
we
actually
just have no experimental proof behind other...
I immediately concede.
Okay.
Shittiest debate ever.
I
mean,
not so nice of a debate, I guess.
Do you guys think
I immediately concede because the
nom?
Thing... It
you
has
think
to
nom
be...
nom nom's going to come back?
I thought you were talking about Vietnam.
No.
Because we straight up nom nom nommed on that.
It has to be... It's a meat. It's fried meats.
I think I got a feather in my eye from the chicken.
That can't be right. No feather could survive the hot oil.
It's fried meats is the issue.
Okay.
Here, because
so if we ate a Salisbury or no
Salisbury
a chicken fried
chicken
what's
steak?
A Salisbury steak?
Salisbury steak is a hamburger that is made to look like a steak. You put gravy on it.
Yeah. Okay. It's actually pretty good. I've had a lot of
if you like hamburger
sirloin.
Meat, then yeah.
I ordered chopped sirloin at a restaurant once, and I didn't even know what it was before.
Okay. What's omakase?
Omakase is a sushi, a chef selection sushi meal where they serve you each roll one at a time.
Individually.
Or in courses, rather. So you'll go to an omakase.
Like a tasting menu?
A little bit, but it's more.
It's what they did on Pearl Harbor.
You're eating more. They didn't do, no, you're thinking of kamikaze. No, it's when you sing with your friends at a bar.
Yes.
Omakase.
That's karaoke.
My bad. You know the guy died from karaoke?
Yeah.
He died
at the age of 100.
Note.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
It's funny that it was an actual guy.
Yeah.
I think he died singing? The night that I didn't go, but maybe, we were maybe going to go to karaoke, and then I didn't want to.
That's a bad omen.
But,
you
but
can't
the
go.
Night that I, the mm-hmm. night that I, that the night that I was like, I'm going to go to karaoke. Ah, no, I shouldn't. Then the guy who invented karaoke died at the age of 100.
Do you think it was your fault? Do you feel a little
but
bit
But can you imagine the I would probably have had the best time of my life.
Yeah.
100-year-old, the death of the creator of a 100-year-old art.
And you were the last.
Participate, the last man
to perform
karaoke.
You might have been the last person
to
do it before he passed
during
on.
During his lifetime. Jacob Karaoke, a Japanese man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was a brave soul, too.
He was so brave. He had said that anybody
he did not
can
have stage
sing.
Fright.
He sang.
Anybody
Anyone
can sing.
Can sing.
Do you think, wait, was he?
Amazing.
Anybody.
That was his
slogan.
His speech.
Even if you're annoying, you
can
sing.
On the Japanese National Mall.
If you're annoying and you pick maybe like a TV show theme song to sing at karaoke.
You do funny
anybody can
karaoke,
sing. Even,
I
don't do funny karaoke.
Do
even
funny
people
karaoke.
Who are so yeah. even people who are so about? Brain dead that when they you are do up doing ones. Karaoke, they think that they are on TV and they get up there with five friends and they take different selfie videos.
Yeah.
Of
I don't like
all
when people disrespect
things.
Karaoke.
Yeah. I mean neither. I want to get up there serious. And I want to go. I want to.
Yeah. You're supposed to
me
sing
and him,
your fucking heart out.
You should see me and him sing in the
yeah.
end.
Oh, you like karaoke. Here's another ancient Japanese art. Karate! Exactly.
Every morning after karaoke, I wake up and I'm hungover, and I also feel like I screamed for my life being kidnapped the night before because I give
he
him
does
my
the
all.
Raps.
You
he does
raps?
The raps. I do Chester Bennington,
and I do All American Rejects as well. Uh-huh.
And he crushes that shit.
I do
he
Hinder. Hinder lives
Hindu
of an
music?
Angel. No, I don't know. I don't even know a single Hindu song.
Yeah, you do. Lips of an Angel.
Lips of an Angel is Hindu.
Does Hindu music exist?
Yeah, probably, right?
I would imagine so.
It's a religion. They all have songs. Every religion has a song.
Not atheism.
Flying spaghetti monster in the sky.
They do have songs.
Flying spaghetti monster in the sky.
Why is he Jamaican?
I don't know.
Pastafarians.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Actually, it is actually a good reason why
Steve Martin made a song about atheism.
Yeah.
Bastard. Trying to be funny.
What is wrong with that
guy? Funny about down not the street.
Guy looks 120 fucking years old.
They're shooting something for Only Murders in the Building. Oh, no, wait. This is in a couple weeks. But they're shooting at the venue that we have, Alex versus Patrick, our show. They are shooting.
The Windjammer. You can say it. You're like promoting the show. It's not a secret. It's not your address.
Yeah. But they're using the Windjammer to shoot something there for a week. So the next show got pushed.
Oh, shit.
And it's in the middle of the tour now. So we have to.
Steve Martin's going to have to go.
Only Murders in the Building. I wish it was Only TV Show in the Trash Can. Get rid of that one. Keep all the other ones.
I like all the other TV shows, just not this one.
Mm-hmm.
Only TV Show in the Trash Can. Put this one in the trash. Yeah. Throw it away.
And
everything
else,
keep it.
And when I say put the TV show in the trash, I don't mean just one copy.
No,
I mean every
the masters.
Copy. The masters.
Mm-hmm. The masters. The negatives.
The negatives. Every single thing.
They shoot it on film.
All of the cameras that were used. Mm-hmm. We don't want this to be recoverable data.
No.
We want this show gone.
And this will be the only show that is gone. Every other show
every
can
other
stay.
Show.
Even the ones
I
don't like.
I don't know
stay.
If you're getting it. Every other show is going to stay on air.
Only TV show.
The only TV show in the trash can. Oh, fuck.
All
right. Right as I was breaking out of my chicken brain.
Mm-hmm. Is this the same one that Jack had?
No, this is
it's
Aqua style.
Oh.
Aqua Sport Aqua. Guys, this is smelling salts. So a little backstory. Mm. We went over to Jack Bensinger's house
we
and
talked
he had
about this on a previous episode.
Yeah, but we don't know that people remember that.
Mm-hmm.
The we used his smelling salts and we really liked them.
Uh-huh.
And we thought I wish that we had been recording an episode then, because guys, at that party we were funny as fuck.
But now this is a chance to rectify that once and for all.
So now, let's
guys,
show the world what we got.
And before we do this, just because this is YouTube, I just need to do a disclaimer here. Guys, it's going to be us sniffing something.
Yeah.
But listen to this, okay? And you might think, what, sniffing something? That can't be legal. The combination
legal
of chemicals
illegal?
Mix and it can't be legal is what I said. It may inhibit or delay a proper and thorough neurological. No, this product is not. Wait, where is it?
There was something on it that is bad?
There's something. No, wait. The use is not. Wait, where is it?
I think you need to
ammonia
just sniff
inhalants
it.
Are legal and safe.
Yes.
Okay.
That is the line I was looking for.
They are.
Keep away from children.
Don't be doing this shit, kids.
Mm-hmm.
So this is legal.
Yeah.
Mr. Tube.
And this, they're trying to suppress this shit, by the way, with all these warnings. Don't give it to children, so they can't unlock their full potential?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get the camera on me here, because I'm about to do it.
Oh my God, that's making me burp like a fucking madman.
Oh!
Is this one worse than Jack?
Oh, my God. Go. We have to start the timer. Go. Close it.
Close it up. Oh.
Okay. And go.
All right.
My heart is pounding.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I feel amazing. I feel great.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Why'd you get mad?
I just had a spurt of energy.
A spurt?
I'm shaking. I just spit.
I don't feel any different, really.
You don't
feel
anything?
That's crazy. I feel insane.
Hit it again, man. Come on. Let's do this shit. Yeah. Yeah, you like it, don't you?
That cough was...
You fucking like
okay, no
it,
more.
Man.
I heard the way that cough sounded. I'm confiscating
Woo!
This from
I
you.
Think I got some stuck in my nose forever.
I think I did, too. It's
God,
actually
Jesus
that one.
Christ.
The first one, I think that I didn't really do much. The second one... That one hit real good.
We need to start taking these to the gym.
Oh,
this,
my God.
That's what it's for. And
that's
it's,
exactly
I think
what
it's actually for this.
No, it's exactly. It's for
who
this
Who is ammonia
completely.
Sport for? Athletes, weightlifters, fitness enthusiasts.
Artists.
Podcasters.
Add podcasters
amazing
to your fucking
next level.
Oh, this is a,
what is it?
This
Aqua
is a,
Hydrate.
This is a thing I came up with earlier that I texted you guys. We're podcasters. Of course we like microphones.
Yes. We're podcasters. Of course we eat chicken and do smelling salt back to back.
That was actually, oh my God.
It's a laser.
I feel complete. I think combining the chicken
that's
and
why
the
I, yeah.
food.
I'm closing this. I don't want to even
food
see
and
that
the
anymore.
Salts.
The salts.
Well, salt goes good on food.
Oh, my God.
And these are not tasting salts. Do not eat these,
man. Do not eat these at all.
These are not good to eat.
It's for inhalation only. Keep away from fire or flame.
We have to experiment with flame now.
If this product dries out, re-wet.
We have to experiment with this in flame now.
I would like to see that meeting.
I
want to
throw it in the air with salt? A lighter.
Well, ammonia.
Or put it on the table and light it on fire. That'd be awesome.
Fire. A city was cleansed in a pillar of fire, and a woman was turned to a pillar of salt.
Brimstone.
When?
Fire and salt in the Bible.
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit about the fucking Bible?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that.
We're talking about salts.
I'm saying that you were saying the meeting of the smelling salts and the fire would be a beautiful experiment. I say, yeah, because it's in the Bible. That's how great it is.
Do you think it's great that it destroyed a woman?
Yeah, it destroyed a woman. Do you think it's good that a woman was destroyed? She turned to salt.
She turned into not a woman anymore.
Many people are more salt than flesh.
She turned into a sexy statue.
She wasn't a woman just because she had a masculine name.
Do you think she's less of a woman just because she's a pillar of salt?
In that movie Salt.
Well, you think Angelina Jolie is not a woman?
No, I think she's
got
a woman in the movie
just
Salt.
Just because she likes to adopt
because she's
children.
In Salt.
Because
she adopts her children.
You think adopting children is wrong?
Yeah.
You think
but that has
a white
nothing
woman
to do with this. We're talking about
children
you,
of any other
We're
race.
Talking about you liking when women turn into pieces of salt.
I love it. What is not to love?
All right, well, he actually just admitted it, so we can't even press him on it even more.
I think that, man, you are too charged up.
What do you mean I'm too charged up?
You're in attack mode.
I'm completely fine.
You're an attack. You're an F-150.
I'm not even F-150.
Or what is that? A fighter gylet.
What are you
fighter
even saying?
A
you don't even
jet.
Speak
You're
English properly.
You're the pilot
properly.
Of a fighter jet.
A fighter gylet?
A fighter
you said a fighter gylet.
No, I didn't. You just fucking made that up.
You just said a fighter gylet.
Oh, I didn't know smelling salts make you lie, too.
They don't even lie.
Yeah, oh, I'm so hyped up. I'm going to lie to my friend. That's
you don't lie.
I don't lie. You lie. You fucking lie.
I don't lie at all.
You're a liar.
Who?
You're a fucking liar.
You said that at the camera. You didn't even say it to either
this
of us.
This is not the camera. This is the TV.
Oh, you said it to the me and the TV?
It's causing confusion.
What is happening to you?
What's happening? I said you're a liar. You're the
one. Let me get it again.
You said there. Wait. That's you. This is me. Calm, collected.
You're not calm.
You're a
right
liar.
Now.
I'm calm and collected.
Let me get another pop off.
Fuck, man. What you?
That is bad for you. That's actually not good for you to do it like that.
Yeah, you're doing it.
You're doing it very close
to
your face.
I'm not doing it right.
Okay, so that was kind of a funny style voice.
That burned my. Oh my
yeah,
God.
It will burn your nose. It's fucking
burned
ammonia,
my nose.
Man. What are we
yeah,
doing?
You're not supposed to do that. That one got in my eyes, and I'm crying.
I'm also crying right now. So maybe actually, I do feel amazing.
Oh my God,
I still feel really good. I feel amazing.
I think it lingered in the space in the back of my throat, and I took a deep breath, and I got another hit of it.
Oh my God,
and that's why I said, "Oh my God," like that.
That's a
I'm
hack.
Feeling
Life
like.
Hack.
I'm feeling like Jocko Willink right now.
Who's that?
You don't know Jocko?
No.
I'm feeling
I
like Jocko's modern life.
It's a different guy.
Jocko's that guy who does a podcast where he interviews like liars from the military.
Drenched in sweat.
Drenched.
Yeah.
Drenched.
I'm feeling the same thing.
From chicken and you're a nitpicker.
Chill.
What did he nitpick about?
I said my palms are drenched, and he said drenched.
He said drenched.
How's that?
Like you would.
Like you'd?
Like you would. You would say pin instead of pen.
How do you say drenched?
Drenched.
Fuck
That's
you,
basically
bitch.
How I said it.
You literally say rum. I don't want to fucking hear it from you, rum, Mr. Rum.
Okay, pin.
You say rum.
He says it too.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I do. I say it maybe like 25% of the time. It's mostly trained.
100% rum.
But it's crazy to me because I always thought that because rum and room had two different contexts. When I was growing up,
I thought
like it's like I'm gonna go to my room, but there's not enough room.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's what I thought.
Room.
But it's just that I was sometimes around people with New England accents and sometimes wasn't.
There should be a and the people who had New England accents were always very grand.
I didn't realize that I say drawing weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
You say drawing.
How is that?
Warrior. You say warrior. Don't come at me about pin, man. I'll say pin all day.
Pin.
Because that's an accent thing. You have an issue.
Yeah, it's just an accident, man. He doesn't mean to say it like that.
Well, I said accent, but maybe this was my accent again. Warrior.
We talked to Jesse about that, and she said, I also say it that way. So it is a New England accent thing.
I think it's a problem with dumb. Dumb, dumb, bait people. dumb people.
Something has completely happened. Something in the last two experiments has really changed in the dynamic.
Ooh, yeah. The wires are getting crossed.
Something is really going wrong. This is a brain melter one.
I think I'm rising like a phoenix out of the chicken.
I said that's why this episode should be called The Gauntlet.
Yeah, so but basically the challenge experiment. Of eating chicken and standing up is a...
Well, it's the gauntlet.
That's a real gauntlet. Don't downplay the smelling
something. Yeah, I guess the challenge of smelling something too.
Don't say smelling something.
Don't
you know what that
it
is.
All.
Don't you know that has warnings
brain.
On it. Don't it does not. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me read the warning. Let me read the warning right now. It says ammonia inhalants are legal and safe.
There's more words than that.
There's a lot of words.
You fucking piece of shit. Don't lie to
turd.
Me.
Turd.
You're a turd.
You're a complete turd.
It has lightning on the front.
It has a lightning guy. He's blue.
It's not lightning. It's like those like tech molecules.
Yeah, literally, he looks like this is lightning. Is Eiffel 65 alien.
This is literally a man made of lightning.
It's the Eiffel 65 blue alien.
I don't know what aqua means, but I bought it because it was cheaper than the other styles.
What was the other one cost?
It was like a $3 difference. Oh, I don't remember what the name of the other one was.
You didn't have to skimp out on salts?
Well, it was my money that I bought it with, so
I thought it was on the company card.
No, I bought it on my own card.
Oh.
For
so
my
you
own
get to
use.
Own it for yourself forever, yes, so we all have to buy our own now?
Well, I'll let you guys
I
use
was
it, but
in.
It is,
you know what I, was
I am
do?
Probably maybe going to take it home
you
and
know
use
what
it
I was
before
gonna
I go
do?
On the computer.
That's a good idea. I didn't want to buy them because I'd have to ask the bodega guy if I could get them, but there's a
poppers.
Bodega. I was gonna get poppers.
That's the reverse.
Yeah.
See,
poppers is
because I was gonna do salts and then after pull out the surprise, the little bottle of Rush,
uh-huh.
And then see what happens when we all do poppers and try to podcast.
That maybe you can't do on YouTube. Though.
No,
yeah, probably
this you like, can do on YouTube. If they come after us for this. We can shut their shit down, man. It says right on the bottle. Uh-huh. It's legal and safe.
Legal
do
and
not
safe.
Use... It may inhibit a neurological assessment.
But aren't poppers legal also?
But they're
but
legal
it's legal
as,
to use as a VHS cleaner or whatever
yeah.
it is.
They're not legal to smell.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's not
legal
to smell.
To
it's something
it.
That's illegal to smell.
How did
you can buy this, but you better not fucking
don't
smell
it. Don't you dare take
that's
a sniff.
That's bullshit.
Don't you dare take a
is
sniff.
Is it illegal to bullshit. Sniff to huff paint or sniff glue?
I don't think it is. It can't be illegal to smell paint. It can't be illegal to smell.
I mean,
poppers
it is illegal.
Then.
It is illegal.
It is illegal.
It is illegal if they catch
how,
you.
That's what I mean. How can
they
how can
catch
it?
Catch
what
you
jury
doing
can
it?
Convict somebody for smelling something they
that's
fucking
like,
own?
That shouldn't even be. You can that just it just is not even in the realm of something that can be delineated by the law.
I couldn't have said it better it's, myself. Yeah.
That's something you can have but can't smell it. That shouldn't even, you should, it should not even go to jury. That should not be allowed to
no,
be written
I agree.
Down.
It should be an amendment to the Constitution that you can anything
you smell whatever
actually,
you want.
Google right now, is it illegal to
smell.
Huff paint?
It is illegal to huff paint.
How you, can they make it
you're
illegal?
You're not an expert.
It is illegal.
You're
you
not
get
the
in
law.
Trouble for it.
You're... Okay,
okay,
video or pictures?
Inhalant abuse is illegal in
how
New York.
That's bullshit.
Wait, is this technically inhalant abuse?
No, it says it's legal.
Oh,
where,
it's
what
legal.
How do we abuse it? We use it to get pumped up.
Yeah, that's true. Wait, if that's illegal, then how do
how
they sell
be,
poppers at every bodega
well,
around here?
Because that one is... that's what I mean. It's because there's inhalants. I mean, they're talking about inhalants like other inhalants, probably, because they said, you know, use,
oh,
possess, sell, or
yeah,
distribute
yeah, yeah.
chemical inhalants in order to abuse them. But a lot of these things you're inhaling have purposes, like painting your house,
yep.
or painting
cleaning your VCR.
Closet, or painting your car, or painting your whatever, or
yeah.
gluing your house, just door to the hinges.
Gluing
yeah.
your airplane to a wing.
Etc.
I don't want this one to end.
Me neither.
That's okay. We can keep this one alive during the last one.
Okay.
What is the
we're entering the last
the
one.
The final experiment. All right, Julio, I want you to open a tab, mute it, and do not under any circumstances show this tab on screen. Right now. Okay, now I want you to type in right now P-O-R in the bar. P-O-R-N-H.
I-B.
You,
I don't even know how to spell it.
UB.com, seeing that there's some
okay,
Firefox
so gay sex, gay porn videos, fastest cum shot ever.
Wait, let's click on that,
click
one.
That
yeah,
one.
Let's watch the
okay.
fastest,
fastest
cum shot ever.
Fastest C right. shot.
Okay, just start playing. Start, put this on auto.
Okay.
I'm not going to hit the timer here.
Yeah, okay.
Keep that shit mute. Okay, and go. Guys, for the next 10 minutes, we will be watching porn while we talk.
Oh, my God. I don't want to watch. That's exactly. Oh, and he jizzed instantly. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, man.
Okay, well.
Sex is so disgusting.
We just have to, the way for this experiment to work is we just have to have a normal conversation and not
while,
mention
while
this.
While it's up on the screen.
Okay. Yeah, okay, well, I did another Costco order today.
Yeah, what That's happened great. With what your you Costco order?
Well, I got a, let's see, I got some steaks. I got a cauliflower pizza. Can you watch Heather Kane absolutely humiliates his? Because I'd like to see what his means. Or what in, what comes.
Is he
his
a clown?
Humiliates his premature ejaculation.
Okay,
so,
now keep talking about Costco.
Sorry.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I ordered Costco. I got a, I got some cauliflower pizzas. I got some steaks. I got some chicken. I'm planning on making
did
a
you get
stir
any sauce,
fry.
By the way?
I actually did. I got
what type of sauce did
I got a Japanese barbecue sauce.
Oh, I'm thinking about Japanese barbecue sauce right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm thinking more of yum yum sauce from a hibachi place. You ever have that?
Yes.
What do they put in that damn sauce that makes it so yum yum?
Mayonnaise.
But there's other ingredients.
And other ingredients.
Why did he put his shirt over his
face?
Wait,
sorry.
I
I'd like to point out.
In reverse.
They, yeah, they just did a reverse cum shot where the cum went back into the dick. Which was really, really crazy. I've never ever seen that.
That is
Why
insane.
Why did he put his shirt over his face like he's some kind of fucking...
I'm getting the worst headache right now.
From just this sex?
I think just from the chicken into this.
Well, that's why this is the gauntlet.
I think we need to combo a couple of things here.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think this is the
I'm
last
gonna
experiment.
I'm going to eat a piece of
chicken. What, there's just bones left, is there not?
Oh, there's a little wing.
Okay, go ahead and eat that.
Yeah, go ahead and eat that. We're going to handle stuff like men.
Do you have any other topics to talk about or anything that happened? What happened to you guys recently?
Let's see.
This is an interesting method to jack off. Sorry, she's just rubbing her finger on the bottom of his wiener.
What's
until
that,
it comes
what's
on
that
her
called
face?
Again?
The frenulum.
There's
frenulum.
A name. Oh, yeah.
Flick your frenulum.
It's a frenulum. That's,
that's a Ron White joke.
That's a really weird. It's like the thing at the bottom of your tongue, but for your cock. Which I never understood why.
What is that Ron
that?
White joke about it? They got these articles in Cosmo telling me to flick your frenulum.
I haven't heard that one.
That's a pretty famous Ron White joke.
I only know it's tater salad.
They call me tater salad.
If somebody jizzes in your mouth, you might as well just fucking swallow it.
Right. I don't understand if the...
Stop hitting him.
Don't slap his cock,
Don't
bitch.
Slap him.
Guys, we can't. We have to be normal.
You're right.
Okay.
You're right. There's I mean, under these circumstances, it's a little bit hard, but
this is the experiment. We have to podcast through it all.
Tater salad, but I'm having a hard time
the
looking at
the
you.
Experiment.
That looks like tater salad.
Just gonna look right at this.
No, just look at me and just imagine the video.
Okay. Okay. What's this one called? Tell
this
me.
This one has a drawing of a
pig. This one is called "Tell Me When You're About to Come." Edging pathetic Dickie can't last three men.
Pathetic Dickie.
This
That's
is
a
Lil
good
Dickie?
Rapping name. That's a good rapping name.
They already have Lil
Dickie. Pathetic Dickie's a different
guy. Have you guys
seen
that
Lil
show?
Is Lil Dickie still around?
We're doing his TV show Dave now. He's making a Childish Gambino turn into TV.
I know. I heard about that. People say it's actually good, but I can't imagine that can
this
be.
This guy has the weirdest
mushroom Childish Gambino
penis
show
I've
isn't
seen.
Even that good.
I don't really like any. I think that rappers need to stay away from my fucking television set.
Absolutely.
And that's that on that.
Yeah.
Do not try to listen.
Dave, more like save all the other TV shows, throw this one in the trash.
Yes, yes. I was just thinking, you can keep every other TV show
except
on
for
TV.
Saying this just recently.
You can leave this one
I
on
I feel
the,
like we were just
TV.
Talking about this.
Every
other
every
TV
other
show can remain
fine.
On networks
leave it.
And streaming services.
Save them.
Save them.
Them.
But hey, Dave,
Nuh-uh.
You're going in the trash.
Yeah.
Dave
and
out.
And then Dave's spurster.
Dave,
dumpster.
You know what, Dave? How about you drop the mic?
The Dave-umpster.
You drop the mic, Dave.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah. Forever.
Drop the mic. Don't pick it back up.
And Little Dicky, I know for a fact that your Five Fingers of Death freestyle was pre-written.
Damn.
I know for a fact.
By me.
Because I wrote it. I was on the writing team that wrote it.
We each wrote a finger.
We each wrote one finger.
I got a message
Speaking
on Instagram.
Speaking of fingers, that guy is writing a finger.
I got hired as a ghostwriter for Five Fingers of Death, and each of the fingers I wrote about a different finger. I made the guy first rap about a thumb, then an index
first
finger.
First comes the pinky,
then comes the ring.
That comes
the, Where is
there
Thumpkin?
Comes the ring. Then it's
Where
the middle.
Is Thumpkin?
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Five Fingers of Death, and go. The pinky, the ring finger, motherfucking middle. Motherfuck you. The pointer finger is a riddle. Here comes
Then we got the thumb. It makes me want to come.
Why?
That guy trying to.
Why do people watch small cock pornography?
Is it
I
because,
think it's
is
a
Is it because they have big
thing.
Dicks and they want to imagine a different world?
Or they have the smallest penis and they want to see themselves represented.
Right. It's the same reason that a nerd who in real life knows zero elves would escape to the world of Lord of the Rings.
I guess that makes some sense.
Can you look up Lord of the Rings full movie, see if that's on there?
I don't think
I'd rather watch.
Maybe look up full movie, see if there's a movie on here.
I think we really just need to let this run.
Yeah, just let
and
it run.
We
Pat.
Can't. Don't, we don't want to talk about it or do anything about it.
Then yeah. What's the point of the experiment?
Well, because
the point is we're podcasting, man. It's how does it affect
people
the podcast? And I can tell you right now,
okay,
it ruins
wait.
It because we it can't stop talking
it
about
because
it.
Because I'm distracted.
Right, so don't be distracted.
You that's need to fight that urge.
That's a hard sell. Or what's the word I'm looking for?
It's hard.
It's hard.
Hard bargain.
It's difficult.
It's difficult for me to deny.
No, it's just hard. It's not.
It doesn't have a
that's not a bargain
hard.
Or anything.
That's hard.
Wait, that reminds me of the cock that's in front of me.
Cock and penis.
Cock and penis.
Cock and penis and balls. When's the last time you guys played the penis game?
We've done it a few times, I think, on tour.
When would we do it?
Don't.
When did we do that? What were we doing when we did that? I don't remember
where
being
were
in
we?
School.
I don't remember doing that.
I think we played the penis game in Portland.
On where? In
on
what
where?
Context?
I think we were in the hotel room. And I'm
just in the hotel room.
We were in the hotel room playing the penis game. Yeah.
Who won?
I think you did.
It sounds like something I would win.
Yeah, it was in that hotel room that had the chalkboards everywhere.
I feel like a wound is opening between my eyes.
Your third eye?
I feel like my third eye is literally, I feel like a pain right here that feels like it is like this.
I get that every once in a while when I really think too much.
Are you seeing any visual representation of me becoming?
Off of the porn, I'm getting visuals. I'm getting like crazy mushroom-esque visuals, I would say.
I'm seeing some mushroom-esque things, too, in these porn videos.
Do you think it's funny that, like, there's so much porn...
Whoa! It looks like the Dune worm.
Chill on his dick. Isn't it crazy that there's so much porn? It has to be 50% of all people in the world make porn.
Yeah, women.
Yeah.
Yeah, women.
It's probably all the women in the world that
but
are making
there's
it.
There's guys' penises that are involved in this as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess when there's 8 billion people in the world, 4 billion of them
are hoes.
Are complete and total hoes.
And we're saying hoes, guys are hoes too.
Guys are hoes.
Guys can't be hoes.
You're right. Guys are pimps. What am I talking
about? What are you talking about? The big pun or
guys
whatever.
Guys can't be hoes.
What? Big pun?
Not a player. I just fuck a lot. That's a hoe.
No,
it's not a
hoe.
That's
a
hoe.
A lot.
Or what's the other song? Lil Kim, Crush on You. Who sings that?
She's a girl.
Yeah, but it's a guy singing
Who
that.
Sings that? Lil Kim.
No. Someone's rapping on it. It's not
Lil Kim's
Lil Kim.
A rapper.
It's unless they pitched her voice down. You don't know this song, Crush on You by Lil Kim? He goes, he's a hoe. He's a slut. He's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's true, not trying to put the rush on you. I got to let you know that I got a crush on you, and it's a guy, and it's not Lil' Kim.
Wait, rappers sing about things as sensitive as having a crush?
Yeah, but he's saying he's a hoe. He's a slut.
He's
a freak.
I may have to rethink my idea of rap, because I thought crush was only for rock and roll.
Right,
and
I thought crush something was rappers did to beer cans.
Yeah, yeah, at frat parties.
All these fucking rappers, Asher Roth, Sammy Adams.
Well, the I would
Little
say...
Hoodie.
Sam Adams.
Nation of Islam is kind of a frat, in a way.
I don't think so.
Nation of Islam?
I don't think it's a frat.
It's kind of a frat.
What's not a frat about it?
It's a religion.
That is not a religion.
That's a religion, dude.
No.
It's the only true religion.
Well, fratism is a religion.
I tell you guys about when I was a kid and I started listening to Jay Electronica and I gave $15 to Nation of Islam.
You never told us that.
Yeah.
No.
I was like, yep, these guys, they're doing God's work out here. And I had, like, probably $20.
Yeah.
I gave 15 of it to Nation of Islam.
Damn.
And then bought a Steam game.
God, to be back in the days when you had $20 and you decided to spend $15 on something like that.
Yeah. My net worth. Eliminating my net worth.
Yeah. It's gone.
So that I could
it's gone
give
until
it
Saturday.
To, what's his name? What's the guy from Nation of Islam? The head guy?
Louis Farrakhan.
Farrakhan. Mr. Farrakhan.
The honorable Louis Farrakhan.
Louis Farrakhan. Well, that's going to do it right as this guy is... Looks like it's his girlfriend took
floppy.
A backseat.
This is a Drake tie style flop.
Putting
we're
his
yeah.
putting his floppy.
The girlfriend does not want
to
be there
to work. No, I don't even know.
The title of the video
girlfriend.
Is "Limpest Dick on Earth Takes Forever to Milk."
And by forever, they mean 4 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, close this video down. The experiment is over.
All right. So what did we learn?
His ass.
What did we learn?
All right. Let's go one by one.
Okay.
Well,
so
through every experiment.
This,
for me,
this represents the first experience. This is the control.
Uh huh.
This it, the Sharpie represents it.
And that one worked.
What?
Because it's standing. I don't know. I'm feeling crazy right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so basically I think that we should be doing smelling salts every time. Chicken yeah. brain is completely real is my other takeaway.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the third takeaway is that it's fun to watch porn with your friends, but it's not good for podcasting because you want to talk about the shapes of the penises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like porn is really awesome, I think I learned today.
Yeah.
And it's like funny, but not funny to listen to people talk about. We could have done... A Mystery Science 3000 Theater 3000.
Commentate.
That's what I was trying to do. I thought that's
we go
what we were
with
doing.
Our heads.
Right.
And
our heads
say,
getting really close.
Yeah, getting really, really close.
I thought that that was the what we were supposed to do. That's why I kept talking about.
Well then we said don't do
it. We said don't do it about 40 times.
Yeah, so.
So you kind of had.
Keep it that.
You're going to smell yourself again?
I'm going to do one for the road.
I would
Speaking
say,
of the road. Unless we're
full
keep it closed, man. You can't just leave it open like that.
Full throated endorsement of smelling salts.
Yeah, this is
I
the
really,
best product
I really,
ever
really like
yes, sir.
Made in the world. We'll have an Amazon affiliate link up for this. Vote which is the best one, and you don't have to comment that this is the worst episode we ever did because we already know.
Yep. Yep.
Thank
and
you.
And speaking of the road, which was
the road by Cormac McCarthy,
I did before, we are currently on the road. Right?
Yes, when this episode comes out, we will have done Boston already, and it will have been the best show ever, but it's not too late to see the show that will dethrone the best show ever, which is every successive show on this tour. Guys, we're going to Chicago, Minneapolis, Detroit, Atlanta, Toronto, Philadelphia, and Carrboro. And guys, that's not
and
all
Philly.
We... I said Philly. Adelphia.
Later, after Carrboro.
I said that one.
He said it.
But that's not all, guys. We have added a show in New York City, World's Biggest Army. This ain't no damn podcast show. This is a sketch show, and you're going to want to come see it. It will be very, very great.
We will be huffing this shit backstage.
Every single show.
This is going to become a problem.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I hope that they never run. Do they run out?
Yes.
Yes.
Blast.
It's not that expensive.
Oh, joy. Yay!
Shareholders.
Shareholders meeting is what
meeting
day?
Is already Dreaming. Passed. It's already passed this one, right?
It might be already past this, or it's in a day or two. Shareholders meeting March 29th. If I already have it, we're going to go, and then we go.
And rock Yo. And rock on.
Rock forever. On. Rock and roll forever.
Rock and roll forever.
There's an Italian restaurant like that in Rhode Island where you walk in, but it apparently is a fucking community center like 4 days of the week. And
yeah.
They turn it into an Italian restaurant.
That's
There's
so awesome.
A spot somewhere downtown.
These old ladies who work there. Beautiful.
Yeah. There's a spot somewhere downtown. It's like a Ukrainian restaurant that's just in a basement.
I like that. That's why. Yeah. And who is the person who showed us these places?
Me.
Divers, Drive-Ins, and Diners.
Mm-hmm.
Diners,
Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Divers,
Dawdlers.
I fuck it up every time.
Yep. You
gotta
respect Triple D. Dude.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Dumplings, Dogs,
easily.
And...
Durgers.
And he
Durgers.
hits a lot of diners.
No Durgers.
Not so many drive-ins and very few dives.
Drive-throughs. Yeah. What is it? Drive-throughs, dog kennels, and...
No, that would be a different
dirigibles?
Show.
Dirigibles?
Dirigibles? Didgeridoos?
What is it?
That's the Australian.
To say it.
Demons and demonic presences?
No, that's not the show at all. It's Dive-Ins.
The Dive-Ins?
Dive-Ins. I fucking hate this shit.
Dumbledore.
Dodger?
Dodgers.
Dodgers,
Diamondbacks, and the Mets.
And the Mets. Dodgers, Diamondbacks, and the Mets.
That's the National League.
No, Divers. Fuck, I'm actually
Drivers.
Drive-Ins.
Drivers Education.
Drive-Ins.
Okay,
Dine-Ins,
let's make a mnemonic for it. Say that what it is. We can
Drive-Ins.
Drivers.
Diners.
Dine-Ins.
Diners. Drive-Ins and Dives.
Wait, what is your mnemonic?
Drivers, Dine-Ins, and Divers.
Dive Wars?
That's what
Dive Wars?
Dive
okay,
Wars.
What is it? It's drive-in?
Drive-ins,
okay,
diners,
so
drive-in, and dives.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives. It's diners first. It's diners first.
Diners, drivers, and drives?
Dive Wars.
Dive Wars.
Diners.
Divorce?
No, don't even say that about Guy Fieri.
I think he did. No.
Diners.
No, he's very happy.
Okay, think diners.
I bet his wife loves him so much.
First meal of the day, diner, if you wake up late.